next on the 5 o'clock report.
You're going to see a lot of theater.
We urge Beijing not to escalate the tension.
Dash cam video is evidence in this case.
Everything is completely destroyed.
The impossible has happened.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Your move, China. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has moved on from Taiwan, but China definitely hasn't moved on from her stop there yesterday. Chinese planes and warships have surrounded the island nation, buzzing like hornets, as they prep for live fire exercises hours from now, some of which will take place within Taiwan's territorial waters. Could that blow up into something much bigger? Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty doubts it.
You're going to see a lot of theater, but I don't expect this to turn into anything that's kinetic. I think what you're seeing and what we will witness is really an audience in mainland China that President Xi is playing to.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says China has no legit reason to be angry.
We urge Beijing not to escalate the tensions. There's no reason to. Nothing but Speaker Pelosi's trip was inconsistent with our longstanding approach to both China and supporting Taiwan. Self-defense.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi was right to go to Taiwan, but shouldn't have made it a Democrats-only trip.
If you really want to make a strong statement that America's making a statement, don't make it partisan. Don't take all Democrats. If you want to have Congress is going to speak with one voice, take people from both sides of the aisle.
McCarthy also says the trip's timing was bad since it gave China's current leader ammunition to try to stay in power. Meanwhile, the speaker's husband, multimillionaire Paul Pelosi, was in court today, pleading not guilty to a DUI charge stemming from May when he crashed his Porsche into a Jeep. Police dash cam video from the arrest has yet to be released, and the district attorney there says it won't be anytime soon.
Dash cam video is evidence in this case, and I'm ethically prohibited from releasing that. I don't release these items in any case. I won't release them in this case before I'm ready to do so.
According to a police report, Pelosi's eyes were glazed and officers say he displayed clear signs of intoxication. Fox News reports at the time of his arrest, he also handed officers a card indicating he donates to police charities, apparently hoping for special treatment. President Biden signing a new executive order on abortion today.
This executive order builds on the first one I signed last month, and that also will help safeguard access to health care, including the right to choose and contraception.
Biden says the recent Supreme Court ruling overturning abortion rights has unleashed chaos in the U.S. Two South Carolina lawmakers are joining a group calling on President Biden to submit to cognitive testing. That story from Sarah Bartlett.
South Carolina Congressmen Ralph Norman and Jeff Duncan have signed a letter along with 52 other Republican lawmakers demanding that President Biden take a cognitive test. The letter says they're worried about his mental abilities. They ask he be tested and then submit the results. The letter adds that all presidents should follow the example of former President Trump and document sound cognitive abilities. I'm Sarah Bartlett.
Reports breaking this afternoon that a Republican Indiana congresswoman has died in a car crash. Several sources saying Republican Jackie Walorski died in a crash near Fort Wayne. Two other people also reportedly died in that crash. The Northeast is bracing for record-breaking heat this week. A heat wave will be expanding over the Northeast today, pushing afternoon high temps 10 to 15 degrees above normal by tomorrow. Daily high records could be broken from Kentucky all the way to New England. The heat is more than an annoyance in eastern Kentucky, as many flood victims struggle without electricity needed to keep cool.
It is very, very hot. Highs are ranging in the 90s. It was already getting there by yesterday afternoon in Jackson. They're going to be combined with a humid air mass, and it's going to make it feel much hotter.
Governor Andy Beshear, who says the number of fatalities from the flooding remains at 37, although many more still remain unaccounted for. Cleanup continues under those very trying conditions. This man's been pulling out ruined drywall from an office.
Everything is completely destroyed. It's going to be gutted, and I mean, the only thing really that sound is the frame.
Beshear praised Kentuckians like that man for helping each other through the crisis. Equifax accused of giving out inaccurate credit scores to millions of Americans this year. The Wall Street Journal says the Atlanta-based credit reporting agency falsely released incorrect scores for 3 weeks. Financial expert Debbie Boyd tells News Nation.
It's one thing to have 10% down. It's another thing for borrowers to have 20% down. And that can greatly impact what they're going to buy and how they buy it.
Equifax blames the error on a coding issue and says the problem has since been fixed. And the passing of a sports broadcasting legend.
In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
The inimitable, instantly recognizable voice of Vin Scully, who passed away yesterday at age 94. The voice of Dodgers baseball. No one knew better how to let a moment speak for itself. And no play-by-play announcer stood the test of time quite like Scully either. Born in the Bronx in 1927, he became the voice of the then Brooklyn Dodgers in 1950, packed up along with them when they headed to L.A. in 58, and stayed in the Dodgers press box until 2016. That's 67 seasons of baseball. That longevity transcended generations, some of whom gathered outside of Dodger Stadium at a makeshift memorial today.
It's the end of an era, and there's nobody like him. So thank you, Vin.
When I was young, I used to hear him all the time on the radio. I used to keep score with him calling the games, so it's pretty special to come out here with my daughter and celebrate his life.
Here's one more Scully highlight for you, not from a baseball game, though. The iconic announcer, also a lifelong Christian. Here's part of a poetic prayer he offered up upon his retirement in 2016.
May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems a faithful friend to share, for every sigh a sweet song, and an answer for each prayer.
Vin Scully, truly one of the best there ever will be. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, indictment for an accused Rochester cop killer, New York pushing incentives to bolster the healthcare workforce, and a Pennsylvania senator pushes back on the controversial burn pit bill.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for tonight. Warmer than it was last night and turning muggier. We'll have some clouds and some starlight. Late tonight, a shower, thundershower for some areas near Lake Erie. Low temps, not far below 70 for most. Variable cloudiness, warm, humid tomorrow, some thunderstorms and showers popping, especially in the afternoon. High temps, mid-80s to the low 90s. Thursday, rather cloudy and muggy, clammy, some showers and rumbles, and high temperatures primarily on Friday in the 80s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. The man accused of killing a Rochester police officer indicted for murder today.
The first count charges him with aggravated murder for the death of Officer Anthony Mazurkiewicz.
Monroe County DA Sandra Dooley, if convicted, Vickers faces the possibility of life without parole. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin not putting much stock in a new Siena College poll that shows him trailing Democrat incumbent Kathy Hochul by double digits. Zeldin says he's confident that come Election Day, his stance on what matters most to New York voters will catapult him to victory.
What we're seeing is their top two issues are crime and the economy, and we know that we're on the right side of these issues.
New York hasn't elected a Republican governor since George Pataki in 2002, 20 years ago. For her part, Kathy Hochul's trying to become the first woman ever elected governor of New York.
All I know is on Election Day, I will put it all on the table. I fight hard, I get my message out, and I take it very seriously because I believe in democracy.
She took over for Andrew Cuomo last August when he resigned amid a sexual harassment scandal. The Siena poll has her leading Zeldin 53-39%. Governor Hochul defending New York's cashless bail system today, while critics point to it for rising crime rates. Here's more from correspondent Peter Haskell in Manhattan.
The pressure is building to tighten the law, but the governor is holding firm. She says the revised law gives judges greater authority to set bail.
Every one of those changes gives them the tools they need to work toward our common objective of increasing public safety. The mayor and I are in sync in this.
Hochul says this has become a political issue divorced from the facts. The surge in crime goes beyond bail.
But realizing that that is not the only indicator of why we have crime out there or the only way to deal with it. Why aren't we talking about getting violent guns off the streets as well? This is something the mayor and I work on together.
She says looking at dangerousness is too subjective.
Elsewhere today, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Defense Production Act should be invoked to produce more monkeypox vaccine. With the CDC now confirming more than 6,300 monkeypox cases across 48 states, the New York Democrats calling on the Biden administration to use the Defense Production Act to ramp up production.
And give manufacturers the resources they need to make these vaccines available to more people at a much more accelerated rate.
New York is the epicenter of America's monkeypox outbreak, with the CDC saying New York has more than 1,600 of those cases, nearly one in four in the country. One of Pennsylvania's largest school districts is imposing a no-phone zone in the classroom. The Scranton School District has announced restrictions on electronic devices on campus. There's also a new policy when it comes to bags and backpacks. Reporter Marshall Keeley with NewsWatch 16 attended a school board meeting on the matter last night.
No phones, no tablets, no electronics of any kind. That's the new policy in the Scranton School District. School officials point out the disruption those devices cause in the classroom, saying they can also help students cheat. Teachers say while phones are a family lifeline, they can also cause problems.
Another change for the district, any bags or backpacks carried by students on campus must be of the clear or see-through variety. The new phone and backpack policies take effect when the new school year begins in about a month in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The U.S. Senate is sending a veterans exposure bill to President Biden's desk for an expected signature. The PACT Act, passed 86-11, has the potential to expand benefits to veterans who suffered illnesses due to exposure to toxins, including from burn pits during their military service.
It's a victory for veterans groups who had comedian and activist Jon Stewart as one of their biggest advocates. He talked about the rallying and protesting that had to be done.
If it takes this to get something so unbelievably low-hanging and common sense done, what are we doing with the rest of it?
Even with all the pressure from Stewart and others, 11 Republican senators, including Pat Toomey, voted no. Toomey says his issue with the legislation is $400 billion being classified as mandatory spending as opposed to discretionary spending, and how that could lead to money going to programs that have nothing to do with veterans' health care.
I'm supposed to trust this and future Congresses not to go on a spending spree? Seriously? That's unbelievable.
Toomey was pushing for an amendment to change the language of the bill, but that did not get enough votes.
Correspondent Tim Jimenez. Teenagers are being asked to play a role in reducing the amount of trash thrown out of car windows alongside Pennsylvania's highways. We'll get that story now from Family Life's Greg Gillespie.
Teens who take part in the Every Litter Bit Matters program will not only do one cleanup, they'll also be asked to, through the year, develop creative community awareness projects aimed at young people and the general public. DOT Secretary Yasmin Gramian told a news conference that $3.5 million that could go for bridge and road repairs instead goes to pick up garbage.
This will not only save costs and staff time at PennDOT, but also make our state an even more beautiful place to live.
Students who want to join can sign up through the Young Ambassadors Group. Links are on the PADOT website and Twitter account. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
All right, thank you very much, Greg. Your nightly market report's up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. You know, that morning cup of coffee is getting pricier, and you probably noticed that already. At coffee shops from January to May 2022, the average price of regular coffee, $4.03, that's a 9% hike from the same time last year. Specialty coffee prices up 6% to $5.23, according to the NPD Group. Now to Wall Street, closing with stocks higher as the two-day skid ended today. Earnings season continues to give investors hope the market can recover. The hope is it will begin a new bull market opposed to the recent bear rallies. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained by 416 points to 32,812. The S&P 500 grew 63 points to 4,155, and the NASDAQ up by 319 points to 12,668. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details available at ambassadoradvisors.com. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Some decisions in life are harder than others. Things like where to live, what career to pursue, what church to attend, and how to invest. Thankfully, we don't have to make those big decisions every day. Life is mostly about the little choices we make each day of our lives, not the giant fork in the road moments. The daily grind of making good decisions is far more common, and they all add up to big blessings or big mistakes. So try this. Don't make any bad financial decisions. You can do that, right? Today, trust in God, not credit cards. Make wise choices when it comes to earning, spending, giving, saving, and investing, because just deciding not to make bad decisions is already a good one. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report,
Shaun the Sheep.
and his flock know every trick.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, we have the heat today. Tomorrow we have the heat and the humidity, and that combination ahead of a cold front is a recipe for some showers and thunderstorms. Our call for tonight, warmer than it was last night and turning muggier. We'll have some clouds and some starlight. Late tonight, a shower, thunder shower for some areas near Lake Erie. Low temps, not far below 70 for most. Variable cloudiness, warm, humid tomorrow. Some thunderstorms and showers popping, especially in the afternoon. High temps, mid-80s to the low 90s. Thursday, rather cloudy and muggy, clammy, some showers and rumbles, and high temperatures primarily on Friday in the 80s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. And finally at 5, we all know the cow jumped over the moon, but the sheep is actually going there. Stop-motion British TV character Shaun the Sheep will get to the moon this month. Family Life's Tracy Lynn will fill you in.
Yeah, the European Space Agency has announced the woolly toy astronaut will fly on the uncrewed mission to orbit the moon and return to Earth. Shaun the Sheep was created by Aardman Animations and was first introduced in a 1995 Wallace and Gromit short film, A Close Shave, which won an Academy Award. Shaun will be joined by three NASA passengers in the Orion capsule who aim to provide data on what future crew members may experience. The Artemis 1 mission is set to launch on August 29th. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Well, happy lamb dings, Sean. Bye-bye. That's the world we live in for Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.